Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Tuesday morning, and welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. We're coming to you live from the Allo Communication Studios. Coach, how are you this morning?
Clark, doing good. Man, I had an 8 o'clock workout with Kevin over at the Windsor Rec, and I'm like drained right now.
You look pumped. You look like you're...
But it was fun. You know, once a week, every Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock.
Look at you. Maybe you're going to have a secondary career. Do you have time left at Sterling High School to go back there and pitch again? Because you can do it. You told me about that. Didn't you tell me one day about a 23 strikeout performance?
Yeah, I did.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Against the Brush
How many innings
Legion
was that?
A team.
That was
9 innings. Oh. That's when there was no pitch count, Clark.
How about that? Yes.
And nobody came out to get the ball after 110 pitches. And I was totally pumped because it was the first time we actually ever played a 9-inning game in Legion baseball.
Wow, how about that? And 23 Ks and 27 outs. You were the man that day.
Talk about the zone.
How old were you then?
I was 16 years old.
Is that right? How about that? That was 350 years ago, wasn't it?
351.
That's right. You had none of your 693 wins at that time in basketball. I'm just telling you.
I didn't have any idea.
You didn't have squat. That's right.
High school basketball coach that day.
That's good stuff. Thank you to our headline sponsor, Advanced Roofing Technologies. That's Brad Evans, his great staff, folks. They just knock it out of the park. They went over to Bruce's house. At first, they told him, hey, you don't need anything. What does that make you do? It makes you know they're integrity-based. Came back when he needed them, boom, knocked it out of the park on time, on budget. It's what they do. They're involved in the community. Brad Evans, just a terrific man, and he runs a great show over there. So you need a great roofer. Somebody with integrity is going to get it done on time, on budget. Just like I always say, it's Advanced Roofing Technologies. Call them today, 970-663-0203. On the program today, Coach, we're going to have, we'll do baseball conference checkups. It's like going to the dentist here. At Clark and the Coach. Yeah, we're going to check on the conferences. New coaches poll came out, so we'll get to that. About 11:25, Parker DeSparty, the senior at UH. This guy's blowing up. He's having a great year.
He is having a great
23
year.
Runs batted in, and he's 3-0 with a 1.1 ERA. I mean,
that's
the guy's
a baseball
killing it.
Player.
No kidding. We'll talk to the senior out
at UH. To see what he has planned for next year.
Of course.
If he's going on to play. Because,
absolutely.
This kid is
he's
baseball
a big kid,
player.
Too, no doubt. Yep.
You know, I remember him as a freshman sophomore, how
sure.
important he was for the Bulldogs at that time, and now he's already a senior.
Also, fun, we're going to reach out with Highland senior Greg Coy. Was a wrestling 3-time state qualifier at Highland High School, and he's proud to announce that he's going to be headed into Adams State to go wrestle the next level. And this is what we want to say, is this is a great point. Anybody you know, if you're sitting out there and you're a kid that just wants to, hey, jump up and be excited on the radio about where you're going at the next level, you know, text us. If you've got players, student-athletes, if you're a coach, a parent, whatever, and you want your kid to jump on the radio and scream about where they're headed, the Mosier Funeral text line is a perfect place to go. Mosier Funeral Service, the only family-owned funeral service in northern Colorado. Scott and Robin Mosier, going to take care of you folks. They are fantastic. Ask them about pre-planning and prepayment, and you can take care of that for your kids so it's not a bother when you get there. The Mosier Funeral text line, give us a ring today. Bruce, what is that number?
Yeah, text us at 888-530-0043. And Clark, a lot of the schools had their recent college signings for this signing period just recently. So
that's right.
Let us know. Again, 888-530-0043.
Yeah, you bring that up, and signing day for Greg is tomorrow, actually. He committed, but he's going to sign on the dotted line tomorrow. So, and he's a terrific young man, too. So we'll talk to Greg Coy and Parker DeSparty today. Let's see what else have we got. 4 o'clock today. Boy, I'm looking forward to this. We efforted to get Coach Mike Mendenhall from Sterling out. All they've done is won 11 straight since they lost opening day to University.
The Bulldogs.
Yeah. So here they come rocking into Eaton today. Number 4 in the state, number 1 in the state. We've got it for you on Preps Radio. We're going to to have the first pitch. We talked to Mitch Haythorne yesterday, and Mitch said he's pitching Thursday.
So
I'm thinking we're getting Tate today.
I'm guessing we're getting Tate Smith today, and Mitch will get the Tigers at Sterling.
That's right.
Thursday.
Yep.
So I love these playing Tuesday,
I like
Thursday,
it, too. I love it. Yep.
And you're guaranteed to see a pitcher other than the number one guy.
Absolutely.
Who is the number one guy in high school?
Yeah.
They have a lot of number ones.
That's going on a lot. I mean, there's a lot of it. We're calling them staffs this year because, you know, Sterling, I think Dylan DiOrio is what I hear the most, but their staff, they're crazy this year. I think they're still under 2 runs a game that they've given up. So we'll see them coming out to Eaton today. Cannot wait for that matchup. We tried to get Coach Mendenhall. We also tried to get Tate Smith on today, and I thought we had the tater tot, but it's state testing time.
It is state testing.
Can't get out of that, right?
And yeah, they kind of frown on radio interviews during
state testing.
Yeah,
I get that. Anyway, we'll get those guys on soon enough, but we'll see them out on the field today, 4 o'clock. Our J9 Insurance first pitch as the Eaton Reds, number one in the state, go up against the Sterling Tigers. After that, Phillies and Rockies tonight. Rockies just winning. They're just winning, Coach. Look at this.
They just keep winning, and they keep trailing the Dodgers.
Well, yeah, the Dodgers
Giants,
are the Dodgers.
Giants, yep. The Padres are right there. What a great division this is.
Boy, no kidding. Yep.
Clark, the Dodgers have not lost since they left Coors Field for the opening series.
That's right. Lost 2 out of 3 to the Rockies.
They're 8
and then
2.
Boom.
And
ever since.
Last night, Atlanta comes to the Dodger Stadium. Freddie Freeman, first chance he gets to face his former teammates. You know the Dodger fans are just pulling for him. Something positive to happen, like a base hit.
Absolutely.
But what happens? Home run. First at-bat against his former team.
How about that? Freddie. Love Freddie Freeman, too. Love it.
How do you not love Freddie Freeman when guys
get on... He went oppo on that home run, too. He went left center, yeah.
When guys get on first base, he has his arm around him. How you doing?
You bet.
He's just that guy at first base that every base runner has a great conversation
with. I'm sure it'll be fun to sit down and have a beer with that guy.
But, and Iglesias. Remember Iglesias teared up because he was in... remembrance of his late father who had recently passed away and actually teared up after he got the base hit. And Freddie Freeman, the opposition, was there to give him a little hug and console him.
All right, so we'll have Rockies on right after we're done with the Sterling Eaton game today. Coach and I'll be out there. Okay, Coach, here's your 25 point bonus question. Tell me if you can tell who this text came from. We just said text in who you like to us to get on the air. That's going to the next level. Tatum Aragon going to Indian Hills to play softball. Do you know who sent that?
Let me see. I'm going to just take a wild guess. That's Keith Aragon.
No, it's not. Well, it's not.
For Eric Sampson.
It's the Big E
did
this.
Yeah,
that's right.
That makes sense.
That's our insider.
Tatum's going to follow footsteps of Diego, who is playing baseball at Indian Hills, and Tatum is signed to play softball. Great sign.
The Aragons are invading Indian Hills. And with Jackson Romero there, too, now, right?
They're just going to have commuter miles back and forth from here to Iowa.
All right. That's good stuff. Let's get to it. Go through the conferences real quick.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, Big E. Anybody else, hit us on that Mosier Funeral text line. Let's go. Mile High, Highland, and Day Spring Christian, the two teams we watch out of here. Highland, 2A, number 4. They've won 3 in a row. They won't play till Thursday. They'll go to Clear Creek. Day Spring Christian, they'll go today. Mark Welch team, and they're rolling. They're up to a 9-4 overall record, 4-2 in league play. They're number 7, dropped a couple of spots in the 1A poll. Dayspring will be at Dawson School today. Thursday on Preps Radio, we've got DCA. Wiggins and Dayspring Christian. That's always kind of a fun trip out there. Probably see some runs in that one out there, but it's always fun to get out and see Mark Welch's team. Thursday, 3:30 first pitch on Preps Radio, as we will not have a Saturday game this week. All right, Patriot League. Yesterday, one game. Sophomore Caleb Tejada for University, 4-inning no-hitter. 1 walk, 8 Ks. That's a great effort. 4 innings, only 1 base runner, Coach.
almost perfect in four inning, and Valley Vikings, they're struggling.
Yeah, no doubt.
They are struggling.
You'll still take it.
Regardless, when you throw those four innings, you got to throw strikes, you know, and not self-destruct, and great job of pitching.
Yeah, one walk, eight Ks in the no-hitter for Caleb, 15-0. University spanks the Valley Vikings. University got a home shutout. The 15-0 game, Parker Dispardi, who we're going to talk to here in about 10 minutes. Two doubles, three RBIs. We told you all his numbers. He's killing it. So we'll talk to the senior here in a second. So Eaton, this is what it comes down to right now, Coach. We said there's five teams, but the three top teams starting to separate themselves. Eaton 7-0 in conference. University 7-0 in conference. Sterling 6-1 in conference. We'll see Eaton and Sterling today. Eaton won 4 in a row. University's won 7 in a row. Sterling's won 11 in a row. I mean, wow.
Something has to give.
Yeah, something does have to give. This is going to be fun down the lane, no question about it. Other games today besides Sterling and Eaton, University goes to Brush. That's a good one. University 2-6 on the road for the Dogs today.
You know, so. And we still can't count out the Beat Diggers because they have the staff.
They do.
And they have the bats to beat anybody.
That's the point. You just hit it. You're perfect segue. These are the top two home run teams in the state. Both teams 12 home runs. Lutheran's third with only 9. So you've got big bangers out there in Brush today.
And the team we're covering today, the Eaton Reds,
have none.
They're waiting for their
they
first
are,
home
they
run.
They are. And they have a ton of guys who can go deep yet to hit one out. That's the that is the lottery play of the day. Who's going to hit the home run for the Reds? Or do they get one today? Because that tough staff from Sterling is going to be good.
It's going to be a great game. So looking forward to that.
Can't wait for it. Let's see. Rez Christian goes to Platte Valley today. Rez dropped out of the top 10, hanging around. They're in the 12 spot, so they're there. They go to Kersey. Liberty Common, Estes Park, that's a doubleheader today. Long's Peak Conference, well, this one's getting a little bunched up. Five teams now in the top 20, basically. They've got Fort Morgan, number 9. Riverdale Ridge is at 10. Thompson Valley's at 13. Northridge and Severance, both in the top 20. Northridge is the team right now, Coach. It's the only team with a winning streak in there, really, other than like one gamer. That's not much of a streak. Northridge has won the 4 in a row, and they continue to roll. So we'll find out. They go to Niwot for a home and home. That should be a couple of wins for the Grizz.
Should be a couple of wins to continue their winning streak. But, you know, silently, this league is really starting to rise to the top.
Absolutely.
With all the good teams and great competition.
Fort Morgan, the 9 team, goes to Roosevelt today. So they'll take on Brian Sias Club, who is an even 4 and where did I go? Roosevelt. Yeah. 4-4 on the season. So NCAA Conference, that's Windsor's Conference. Of course, they're number 5 in the state. Holy Family's 11. Erie has climbed into the top 20 here. Erie's won 3 in a row. Windsor's 2 in a row. Holy Family's won 3 in a row. Today, yesterday, I should say, Erie beat Skyline 20-8. A mismatch there. But next for Windsor, they'll get Greeley West on Thursday. Windsor plays Erie. That's what it could come down to in the NCAA conference here. Windsor plays Erie home and home, Bruce, the last two games of the season. It could come down to the final series of the season to decide this conference.
There'll be some great games down the stretch. And again, weather hasn't played a big factor.
Not this year.
So
the wind,
so
more
far,
than anything,
as far as backing up your pitching
correct,
staffs.
Correct.
It's still early, and once May hits, chance of more thunderstorms and chance of some rainouts that could back up those staffs a little more.
5A Front Range League. Well, we got a new number one team. The Legacy Lightning, FRL mention, has gone to the top. And another one of our local teams, Rocky Mountain, Scott Bullock's club, climbs into the top 10 at number 7. So they're getting going. And guess who's playing today out at Legacy? And Legacy, right?
So that's going to be a fun one to keep track of. And no surprise with Rocky Mountain.
Of course.
Great tradition. Currently, they have two guys in the major leagues.
Sure.
Former players.
Absolutely.
And, they've just built a very nice tradition in baseball.
Tomorrow on the program, too, you've got a list of...
yeah, I do.
Tell us about the list a little bit, kind of what you're going through.
We're going to talk about major league players that played high school baseball in Colorado. And
that'll be fun.
Are on some current rosters. Some are up and down with, you know, AAA or AA, but have had a taste in the major leagues. But I think this list is going to surprise people just how many players
we have in
the major leagues.
Yeah, I can't. You've done your homework. I can't wait. Let's see. Who else in the FRL today? By the way, that Legacy Rocky Mountain game today, Legacy's won 10 straight. Rocky's won 6 straight. So you've got the two hottest teams in the league battling for a top spot. Pooter goes to number 13, Loveland today. Fairview's at Fossil Ridge and Fort Collins. Mark Wagner's team out there is taking on Boulder on the road.
They're trying to rebound off of a couple losses.
They are. And remember last year, not much was said about them, and they ended up going to the Final Four, so they'll play well down the stretch. I'm sure of that. Thank you to one of our new great sponsors, PWI. That's Performance Wellness Institute, the Performance and Wellness Institute here in Greeley. Ryan Waslowski, he was a track coach over at Highland. Knocking it out of the park. This guy, he's an athletic development specialist, love that. For the last 5 years here in NOCO, they call him an exercise physiologist. And this is a cool PWI, man. They're great. They're your own customized, individualized, and personalized fitness and performance center right here in the heart of Greeley. So love what they do. And if you want more information on them, all the services they provide at PWI, trainer bios, testimonials, you just go to PWItraining.com. Another great source for our athletes out here to become prime.
I'm anxious to get out there and just kind of see the operation a little bit. You know, as a high school coach, there is nothing that can replace the development of athleticism, strength, speed, quickness, regardless of the sport.
Boy, that is a fact. All right, Bruce and I are going to pause. We'll come back. Parker Disparty, senior at University High School. We'll jump on. We're coming to you live from the Allo Communication Studios here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back, Allo Communication Studios. It's Clark and the coach today. I want to thank one of our great sponsors. Love these guys. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Let's get the numbers right, too. Don Scott opened this deal up in Fort Collins in 83, almost 40 years as the number one store in the region. Lance Pickett's been with him. Lance has been the guy, is the guy to call in Fort Collins right now, too, since 93. So he's been there almost 30 years with Don. Dave Martin started, that's when he started 27 years ago, I believe, Dave, at the AMCO of Fort Collins. Now he's in Loveland. I mean, just they're killing it. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, taking care of my car, getting a water pump replaced right now, as a matter of fact. Keep that old bug on the road. It's hard to do sometimes, keep those 21-year-old cars on the road, but they're doing it. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, folks in Fort Collins. Give Lance a call, 226-4477 in Loveland. Big Dave Martin's your man, 667-3006. All coming to you from my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Let's get to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Senior out at University, Parker Disparty jumps on. Parker, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Thanks for jumping on with us. You're killing it right now, dude. You're lighting it up at the plate. You're pitching great. Let's go offense first. How good are you seeing the ball? 359, two home runs, a team leading 23 RBIs. Tell me it looks like a beach ball when you're hitting it.
Yeah, it's looking really good right now. I'm just trying to stay within myself in a good, simple approach, so... that's what coach tells me every day when I show up to the ballpark, and that's what I try to do every day. So it's working out pretty good.
Who is the coach when you're not seeing it well, and who's the coach that's going to come to you and try to fix that?
I go to a private guy, and I also have Coach Miller, who on the field is going to help me out.
Sure.
The private guy I go to is Greg Riddock.
Oh, my God.
Greg knows a little bit about hitting, Parker. Just let me tell you, what a great person and a former great player.
Oh, no doubt. And Colorado connections, and he was a Padres manager for a while. Yeah, Reedy's good man, no doubt about it. So, killing it at the plate. 23 ribbies leads the club. I didn't get it around to looking, but my guess is that's close to the state lead, too. Do you, Parker, do you ever look at stats, or do you just go out in the field and do what you do?
To be honest with you, I don't look at them too much. It's fun to just compare stats with friends and just poke fun at each other, but on a more serious note, I don't really look at them very much because, like, when I feel like I'm doing good, I don't want to look at numbers and get disappointed and get discouraged. So when I do feel like I'm doing good, I won't look at them. But otherwise, like, just with friends and stuff, we'll look at them.
Parker, with your six doubles and two triples, I haven't seen you play yet this year, seen you play in the past. Sounds like you're probably using the entire field as your approach. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, actually, as a whole program, we try to focus on what we call it middle-away approach. It just means we like to use the whole field when we're hitting just the big parts of the field. We don't want to focus only on pulling the ball because you're not going to be as productive that way. So we just like to keep a good middle-away approach.
All right, Parker, 12 home runs for the team this year. It's interesting. You guys go out to Brush today. They have 12 home runs. You guys do. Top two teams in the state hitting the ball out of the park. If we had a, you guys have 12. If we had a hit a home run hitting contest, I know you're going to say you would win that contest. But who would come second to you? Who's if you had a teammate to win the home run title in a home run hitting contest for the University Bulldogs, who would you choose to be on your team?
Oh, man.
I'm putting you over the coals here.
Yeah, probably Logan Gunning. He's the big lefty.
You bet.
He's the junior. He always puts on a show in batting practice. Yeah. So I would say probably him.
He went oppo against Carson Fagan when we were out there. So, yeah, and Fagan was pretty darn good that
Fagan's
day.
Fagan's a pretty good pitcher to go oppo against. Hey, Parker, going against the beat diggers today, they have some strong hitters, too. When do you look at their approach at all, the opposition's approach, just to see, you know, what other guys are doing? Or is it just focused on entirely what you do?
I like to just control the things I can control. As far as looking at their approach, I might do that from a pitching standpoint.
Sure.
But as far as, like, myself as a hitter, I just try to stay within myself and do what I know is right, and that's tended to work out pretty good. So,
and here's my next question, Parker. You played a lot as a young player. Who are the older guys that really helped you along, or even when you were in middle school or elementary, was there certain guys that you looked up to thinking, man, I kind of want to, you know, follow in their footsteps?
As far as high school players goes, I looked up to Caleb Padilla as a pitcher mainly just because, not only because he was like a dominant pitcher, but just because of like how he carried himself as, you know, the number one guy on the team.
Absolutely.
From a hitting standpoint, there was quite a few guys because, in the past, we've always been good offensively. So I'd say I looked up to probably Dre Chacon primarily. He was a big role model of mine, and I worked with him for a few months before he went off to college. But, yeah, I would say him and Caleb.
And anybody in the MLB major leagues that you try to emulate?
Oh, there's a lot of guys. I look a lot at Evan Longoria.
Look at you pulling Evan Longoria. Way to go.
His mental side of the game, I really try to take after that and just the thought process of hitting and like repeating thoughts to yourself and positive self-talk. Currently I look after like DJ LeMahieu and Anthony Rizzo. I really like their approaches and they're veteran guys. So I've always liked watching them.
Boy, no doubt. All right, let's get off the plate. Let's get to the hill. 3-0, 1.14 ERA, 12 and a third innings. Your whip's right about 113 base runners so far, 16 Ks. First of all, are you on the hill today? Do you know?
No, not today. It's Logan on the hill today.
Okay, Getting's going to go today. You on the mound, okay, more likely that when you go to the next level, and we'll talk about that in a second, go to play college baseball, are you still a pitcher at that point, or are you a field player?
They're going to let me two-way. So
really?
When I went out there initially, they told me that I can do it. Most guys come in and try to do it, but end up picking one side. But they said, yeah, I just have to prove it, and they'll let me get in the lineup.
Where did you commit? Where did you commit to, Parker?
Southeastern Community College. It's out in Iowa.
Oh, fantastic stuff there. What was the deciding factor for you to go there?
So when I was looking at schools, I went on a few visits. And when I went out there, it was actually the last school I visited. Everything just clicked. Like, the dorms are separate from everyone else, so there's not going to be a whole lot of, like, partying, which is something I actively avoid.
Sure.
The dorms are right next to the field. There's a huge training facility. We play in a really nice stadium. I mean, there's just every opportunity for me to grow and to be everything I could be there. So that was the deciding factor.
Sounds very similar to the complex at Indian Hills, where there's a couple of Northern Colorado guys going too. So that must be something that's really prevalent in the Iowa JCs.
Yeah. The weather out there it's similar to here, where it's just sporadic. It's all over the place. So having a really big indoor facility is crucial.
All right, before we let you go here today, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again as you guys get deep into the playoffs and all that good stuff coming up, as far as being showcased, as far as recruiting goes for college, talk about club ball and maybe the different outlets maybe that you were showcased in.
I would say as far as showcases, I went to a few PBR events.
PBR,
yep. Game tournaments, yep. That I went to. I mean, all of the above. I participated in quite a few of the showcase things, so that was pretty good to get those numbers on the internet, which seems to be the way coaches recruit nowadays.
All right. I got to leave you with this, and let's see. This is probably a slam dunk, but favorite team to beat? Do they wear red pinstripes?
Yeah, we really want to beat them, but as far as our favorite, or the team we want to beat right now is the team we're about to play today.
There's the answer.
Good answer, Parker.
That's going to be the case tomorrow and the next day and there on after. So
my guess is you're going to play baseball at the next level as an afterthought. You're going to go be a student, man. You're a heady dude. What do you want to do? Down the road, what do you want to do professionally?
In college, for the first 2 years, I'm just going to take care of general studies.
But yep.
Then,
figure it out.
I want to study aviation. Ooh. And, like, yeah, fly planes.
Yeah, but go be a flyboy. All right, man. Cool stuff. Parker, thanks for jumping on with us. Continued success on the hill and, of course, at the plate where you're killing it, dude. Thanks for jumping on. Good luck today as you guys go to brush.
Thanks, Clark. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Keep it up, Parker.
Parker Disparti, senior out at University High School. He's killing it, folks. So that team, it's one of the best, if not the best, hitting team in the state. So we'll find out. That we were talking about that the other day. They have an advantage over Eaton. I think University right now is the better hitting team. I think Eaton's the better pitching team. It's going to make for quite a duel when these two get together.
Should
coming
be a
up.
Great series when they play.
Boy, no doubt. All right, we'll come back in a moment from the Allo Communications Studios here at 1310 KFKA. And we've got Greg Coy. He's excited to jump on, talk about his commitment. He'll sign tomorrow, going to Adams State to wrestle. We'll talk to the outgoing senior at Highland High School when we come back. This is Clark and a Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Tuesday, almost called it Wednesday. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All right, 11:42 as we continue on the program here from the Allo Communication Studios here at KFK. Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, man, we love her. She's great. She's going to take care of your family, get you guys some rest at night, not to worry about the coverage, about being undercovered. She's also going to explain it to you so you know what in the world you're in for. She'll get together with you and, as I said, put your family in the perfect coverage. 17 years at State Farm. Marinda Simpson, give her a call today, 970-223-8700. We go back to the Gould Parts Hotline, and here he is, the senior out at Highland High School, excited to announce his commitment to go wrestle at the next level and get his education as well. Greg Coy jumps on. Greg, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. All right. I didn't say it. I didn't spill the beans, but I know you're signing. Tell everybody where you're signing at tomorrow.
All right. After a ton of prayer and consideration, I'd like to officially announce my commitment to continue my academic and athletic career at Adams State University. Shout out to Coach Jason Ramster out there at Adams for working with me. Coach Papacek, Kevin Papacek, Dan Lewis, Garrett Lanham, and, of course, my fellow teammate, Zach Tittle. But all praise goes to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for, you know, sticking with me throughout this four-year journey and allowing me to compete at the next level. So I appreciate all my supporters and coaches and everybody at this point. So, yeah, but really excited to wrestle at the next level. It's going to be a blast.
Greg, congratulations, and you give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you guys have a Fellowship of Christian Athletes program at Highland?
Yes, sir. I'm actually the leader of it here at Highland. So I haven't been able to get with the group of kids in a while, since I've been so busy. But, yeah, I'm actually the leader out here at Highland.
Fantastic, man. That's terrific. It's just so cool. Give me the details on the decision to go to Adams State. I know that prayer was a big part. Your family probably was, too. Talk to me about what was the thing that pulled the trigger for Adams.
Well, so I actually got offered from Otero pretty much down at State Wrestling. I didn't really do good at State. You know, we all know that. I choked really bad in the second round, losing to Ray Wrestler, Reed Brown. You know, I got offered from Otero, but Jason Ramster actually called me the week before, and we met up at State. We talked about some things. So there was a full ride at Otero, but I'm actually going to school for free at Adams State. When I went up there to look at the campus, it was beautiful, and I felt home. I got to meet the three national champions at Adams, Noah, Jonathan, and Josiah, and I hooked up with them really good. Like, we connected a lot, so I feel like that was a big buy-in, is the guys and the family they have up there at Adams.
Yeah, Greg, you said you choked. Dude, anybody can have a bad weekend. Obviously, the coaches at Adams State, they saw exactly what you can do. Three-time qualifier at State, too, so pretty cool stuff right there. Other teammates or friends heading to wrestle at the next level that you want to throw out there?
My buddy Zach Tittle, he's thinking about wrestling at Wyoming University, so I'm hoping that he goes and does that, because, he's been one of my biggest mentors in high school. I'm really hoping that he goes there. Of course, got some Eden Reds, Ryan Dirksen, and Alex Castaneda.
Sure.
So hoping to see them, at the next level as well. But, yeah, definitely Zach. I'm hoping to see him perform at University of Wyoming.
And, Greg, when you step onto campus at Adams State, are there any Colorado kid connections that you have that are already on campus?
No, I don't know anybody at Adams. I'm the only one that's really, put thought at Adams. I know a lot of kids are probably going to Mesa and Western, of course, but I don't know anybody that goes to West. I mean, Keaton Samashima from Highland used to go there, but he graduated a while back, so.
We're talking with Greg Coy, senior at Highland High School, headed to Adams State to go wrestle for the Grizzlies out there. What a great career for you at Highland, no doubt about it. What will you remember from Highland? I mean, football player, I think you did a little track and field as well, and a great wrestler out there, too. Taking all the memories from Highland, what are you going to think about someday down the road?
I love the athletics here, and I came here in eighth grade, and I wasn't really, a guy that participated in much, and then I kind of really shot up in high school, and I wanted to be, the best I can be. I think that what I'm going to remember most is just the athletic program. I think that that's really helped me be who I am today, but also everything I do at Highland, FFA, student council president. So that helps me out a lot, stay active and keep my mindset right. So I'm definitely going to miss the athletic part of it, but also the ability to work hard and continue to work hard throughout my 4 years here.
Fantastic, man. Congratulations, Greg. Go kill it at the next level. Do you mind if I hold on to your number? Let's catch up. We're starting to do this where we follow kids at the high school level, and then when they go to the next level, we're reaching out and just asking how things are going and kind of catching up with them there.
Yeah, for sure.
Great, man. Congratulations, and go get them, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Go Grizzlies now.
Yeah, go Grizz.
Thank you. Go Grizzlies.
That's good stuff, man. What a well-spoken kid. That is fabulous. No question about it. Quality Well and Pump, another great sponsor. Christy Skip and the gang. It has to do with water, folks. They're going to knock it out of the park for you. You got a patch of land out there, need a water well dug. Quality Well and Pump, no other place to go. They're a great Zomatic dealer out here for all your irrigation needs. They've got the new Zomatic touch screen control panels that have come out, so ask about those as well. They'll service anything, too. It is Quality Well and Pump. Give them a call today, 353-3118. All right, Coach, we got one segment left. We'll come back and dig through some stuff, but we will come back. Well, Allo Communication Studios, that's where I'm stammering from right now. Nice out, Clark. We'll come back in a moment. Michael Kirkpatrick doing the dirty work behind the glass there, making this thing stay on the tracks today. Back in a moment, Clark and the Coach, Northern Colorado's Voice, 1031 and 1310 KFK. All righty, heading down the home stretch here at Clark and the Coach, Allo Communication Studios today. That's where we always come to you from. Man, what's my deal today? I'm like Elmer Fudd trying to get
it's
through this
Tuesday.
Show. That's right. Well, talk about one of our great sponsors, Martin Marietta, finding a job that gives you the ability to grow with them. Very hard to do. Martin Marietta hiring for several positions, including asphalt and dirt crew equipment operators and laborers, as well as Class A and B CDL drivers and heavy equipment mechanics. Sounds like that's up your alley. Go to martinmarietta.com/careers or call them at 970-407-3615. All coming to you from Martin Marietta. Another one of our great sponsors. I was talking about Marinda Simpson a minute ago, how great she is at State Farm Insurance. And Bruce was doing calisthenics in the corner of the thing trying to get my attention because we have just found out that her brother, C-Love, Chris Love,
former assistant.
That's right. Tell everybody where he's going to be coaching now.
He will be the new head women's girls basketball coach at Eaton High School.
Boy, don't you love that?
He's been kind of a staple at Eaton for the past decade and helped with numerous programs. But what a great hire, and I know he will just take that program to extend what Todd Hernandez did.
Absolutely.
And beyond.
Yeah, and Todd, of course, set it down after Todd had to do, I'm thinking, between 15 and 20 years out there with the girls program, so it was a long haul. Talk about Eaton guys, too. I mean, C-Love, obviously, but Todd, man, all of this, and the history of Todd's dad going back and being a coach for the baseball team, too, in the Jim Danley days.
Yes.
So, holy cow, that's
but congratulations,
that's cool.
C-Love.
Yep, absolutely. C-Love, we'll get Chris on the program here.
Absolutely,
coming up
we
real
will.
Soon. So, speaking of Eaton, we'll be out at Eaton High School today, 4 o'clock. I'm hoping we get that nice little breeze, and that's it. Should be a perfect day. Boy, the weather. You were talking about the weather. We haven't had any setbacks. The weather in the next few days looks fantastic.
Looks terrific, other than we could really use a lot of moisture here in Northern Colorado.
Well, hang on to that.
But not during the baseball game.
That's right. No.
But what a great pitch. You know, we don't know who's going to be on the hill for sure today for either team, but regardless of who both teams send out, it's going to be a great matchup.
Yeah, I'm going to blow this, but there's a great quote. I think it was Casey Stengel, but I could be wrong. I don't think it was Yogi Berra because it wasn't silly, but I think it was Stengel, and we'll have to look it up, but the quote was, there's three things that happen in baseball. You either win, you lose, or it rains. So, I mean, that's the truth. No doubt.
That sounds like a Caseyism.
That might be, yeah. But we'll have to see where that came from. But all right, let's see. Where else did we want to go here? I want to thank my good friends at West Point Carpet One. They're our player profile sponsor. We had two great profiles on today. Parker Desparty and Greg Coy jumped on. They're so West Point Carpet One's so good at attaching themselves and supporting our student athletes and schools out there. It is. It's the Gentrys. It's Rocky and Ty and Tina out there. They're just killing it, man. I mean,
little trivia with the Gentrys.
Yeah, let's go.
Can I interrupt? Little trivia.
I think this has to do with Sterling, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? Oh my goodness!
Great grandma, or I don't know, maybe great. My kindergarten teacher.
Is that right?
Essex and Elementary.
Oh, the Gentrys.
Mrs. Gentry. You never forget your kindergarten
teacher.
Clark.
Never. Mine was, and I know that Mrs. Gentry was fantastic.
She was fantastic.
My kindergarten teacher was Mrs. Mendelson, and she smelled like an ashtray. That's all I remember. She smoked like a... We watched her one time go out of the... You know, she had to take a quick time out all of a sudden. I know where she was going. She was going to puff down a couple of ciggies. But yeah, we watched her one time go out, and she kind of gets behind a building, and we can't see her, but we can see these puffs of smoke coming from the side, and I'm like,
that was not Mrs. Gentry.
No,
what a great lady.
You said first grade teacher, you remember him. I do for... Or kindergarten.
Yeah.
That is... That's why I remember her, no doubt about it. But, yeah, West Point Carpet One, just great. 1,000 stores in the buying group, big box store selection with that local, it's important, that small-town customer service. If you have an idea what you want to do or you want more ideas, just peruse their showroom. Just west of 59th Ave out on 10th Street, 6001 West 10th. Just go through. It's an awesome showroom. Go through, take a look at it, and you're going to find out. Then talk to one of their consultants at 673-4220, and they'll knock it out of the park for you. West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. All right, we will hope that everybody comes back with us and jumps in tomorrow on Wednesday. Coach is going to be talking about his Colorado high school players that have gone on to play in the pros. So that's
yeah, we're
going to
talk about the list of players playing in the major leagues, where they went to high school, what high schools have the most players participating right now.
All right, 4 o'clock today. J9 Agency's first pitch, number 4 Sterling, number 1 Eaton. Can't wait to get out there. Bruce and I will give you that call coming up later today. The whole show's coming up next. For all you hooligans, you know what they're going to be talking about. Nuggets down 0-2. Rockies, though, rolling. All that good stuff coming up here on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.